pitch there.
Okay, we're now on with a different group, and we're going to be talking about what we've just seen. Can you tell us anything about what you've seen during the course of the morning? Tell us about the mansion.
Well, they have weddings there. And it's nice.
Well, yeah, they have weddings there now. What was it doing during the war?
Well, in the war, that was like the main place where they did the code breaking and stuff, and that was their first place where they did it. And then they started building those like wooden houses, and then there was some that like cracked the codes, and then some that changed into the language.
And the house had
House had nice lights in.
Okay.
That's it.
Why did they need to build the little huts?
Because they needed lots of people. Like 2,000, was it?
10,000 by the end of the war. They started off with 200 and they ended up with 10,000, and they needed to find a place to put all the people.
Oh, I got
200,
10,000 mixed up. I mixed them together.
200 people doing what kinds of jobs, and then it expanded to 10,000. So what kinds of things were they doing then?
I think they were just code breaking, like sort of looking and trying to figure out how to break the Enigma machine. Sort of, I suppose it's probably going to end up making the bomb, I think.
Making the bomb or a bomb?
Well, the bomb, like, it's not spelled as in bomb, which you blow up. It's bomb with an E on the end. And it's like a code-breaking machine that has three 36 wheels or something like that, all turning to find the correct combination of numbers and letters.
Okay. I think we also visited a place where we were standing in like a courtyard. So we talked about some other people that worked here.
The Polish people.
Book thing. SOE, special secret organised experts.
Special operations executive.
That's it.
And what did they do?
Well, they sort of sent the spies off to go do spying.
It was kind of like obvious. Well, I can't remember what happened, but then they started sending pigeons. And then, well, they noticed that there were lots of pigeons, so then they started shooting them. And then one lost a leg.
Okay. I think we'll have a pause on there.
Yeah.